Shit. 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 And double shit. Rachel knew not to say it out loud. Not while the film advisor and photography teacher, Miss Duga, who everybody just called Duga, even to the teacher's face, was in the room. But she thought it, all the same. And the look, Rachel knew, was written all over her face. An open book. That was what her mother had always said. I can read your face like it was an open book, Rachel. It hadn't been a compliment. A freshman had knocked into the props table, causing a magic eight ball to go toppling off of it. That should have been the end of it, since magic eight balls aren't actually round enough to go rolling around on set. But this one managed a good 270-degree turn before knocking into a light fixture. That should have been steady, too. But one of the crew members must have forgotten to sandbag the base down after Rachel had set the diffuser. The lamp tilted, then wobbled, then went crashing down sideways. It was like a Rube Goldberg machine from Rachel's own personal hellscape. Are you gonna help, P-Brain? Or are you just gonna sit on your behind all day waiting for me to solve it? Rachel shrieked. She rushed over, picking the light back up. But it was too late. The soft focus light she'd balanced with was done for. Her diffuser now had a solid rip down one side. The freshman she'd addressed startled, then froze. Wonderful, thought Rachel. Another incompetent sent my way. I guess I have to do it myself, just like everything else around here. Rachel was constantly doing things for herself. She couldn't rely on anyone else to actually do a good job. The freshman, Ryan, she remembered his name was Ryan Ayoub, finally set himself in motion. Too late, said Rachel. You had your chance and you choked. Don't ever mistake me for a patient person, Ryan. She supposed some people would have just said freshman and been done with it. But Rachel knew the importance of names. She knew that it would spur Ryan into better action the next time. Because knowing your name, that was like the Mafia Don knowing your family, knowing where you lived. You weren't a faceless screw-up. You were an individual screw-up. You would be remembered the next time.